we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. Arnie Gitomer is off today, but with me in the studio, I have Sam Forbes.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody.
Thank you, Sam. And we have our medical co-host, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, hello again.
He's sort of sitting in the background there, but I hope you heard that.
My volume is not up.
There you go.
I did that. No, just
okay. Okay. Anyway, we want to welcome you all to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of this program is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and their proper usage. Now, what are we going to start off today's show with? Well, I turn to some questions that were posted on my blog. As many of you know, we not only have our company website, Wilner.com, which is packed with great information about supplements, diet, and health, along with product listings, radio show transcripts, and recordings of previous shows, but we also have a blog, or I have a blog, under DonGoldberg.com. Now, why? Well, the blog gives me a chance to post some of my viewpoints a little bit more from a personal standpoint rather than from a company standpoint. And it's also a great place for you to post questions you'd like answers to and suggest topics for discussion. So, again, it's DonGoldberg.com or, of course, Wilner.com is a link on there as well. Now, all right, one of the recent questions was from a woman whose primary concern was how to gain weight. But after a careful reading of her question, I felt that it touched on a few other important points as well, such as the role of dietary fats in general. So we're going to talk about this.
Okay, and many of you might have a hard time sympathizing with someone who complains about not being able to gain weight. You're probably saying to yourself, well, if only I had that problem. But the fact is, perhaps surprisingly, we get a very large number of calls on the show and questions in the store from people with this problem.
Well, Sam, you're absolutely right. And don't forget, there are many medical situations that can contribute to this problem. Wasting diseases, mental problems, various conditions related with aging, poor teeth, and so forth.
All right. And we're going to talk about ways to gain weight. But before we do, I want to read the question, and you will see from the question why Don felt there were other factors that need addressing as well. So here it is. Mr. Goldberg, I'm 63-year-old female, weighing 129 pounds, 5'8", and I want to gain weight healthfully. Most people want to lose. I want to gain. I'm too skinny. I've been at this weight for 3 years, and tonight I weighed myself and lost another 2 pounds. There is nothing physically wrong with me. That was the first concern. I am high-strung, but if that's the reason I can't gain weight, I've been this way all my life. So why now all of a sudden I can't gain? That's strange. I eat healthy, mostly all organic, for the last 3 years, and I eat a lot. But low fat. I don't want to eat unhealthy fats. When you get older, it's not attractive or healthy looking. How can I gain 10 pounds in healthy ways? There are so many talk shows and TV shows advising you on losing weight, but none for gaining weight. Can you help me? Thanks so much, Jay.
Okay, now, before I comment on this, we need to start off with a word of caution. She says there's nothing physically wrong with me and that she's healthy. But she also says that she's been at that weight for several years, but on the other hand, just weighed herself and sees that, quote, she lost another 2 pounds. Now, I think we need to start off with one of those you need to see your doctor type warnings, and I'll let Dr. Podell comment on that before we continue.
Well, this is absolutely so. Basically, anybody that's having a progressive weight loss has to see their doctor and figure out why. It's not, quote, just the metabolism, unless there's something wrong with metabolism. For instance, someone who has an overactive thyroid may lose weight. Someone who is malabsorbing, having an intestinal disease, say Crohn's disease, they're going to lose weight. Somebody with adrenal failure will lose weight. Somebody with ulcers will lose weight. Dental problems, depression. And, of course, far back in the mind is always going to be, could this be cancer? So I think you have to get that all out of the way before you say, oh, and what supplements can I take?
Okay, I agree 100%. Let's just kind of treat this as a general question then, and let's hope and assume that there is no real underlying health problem causing the thing. So a couple things caught my attention. One thing right away that caught my attention was her comment about low fat. Now, this raised a little red flag to me right away, and I singled this out in my response on the blog. What I said was this, and I'll quote what I wrote before. For one thing, I suspect you're making the same mistake many people make about fats. You say that you follow a low-fat diet, thinking that this is the healthy thing to do. Well, that's not necessarily true. This is especially significant as you're concerned about the need to gain weight. It's fine to limit your intake of the unhealthy fats, but that does not necessarily translate into a quote-unquote low-fat diet. Fats are essential to your good health. There are plenty of healthy fats available, and as fats contribute more than twice the calories per gram than do either protein or carbohydrate, you are certainly contributing to your low weight problem by avoiding them. You should be doing just the opposite. In other words, adding as much healthy fat to your diet as possible. Olive oil, canola oil, fish oils, and food rich in these oils like sardines, salmon, and so forth. Many fat-rich foods that we used to think were bad turns out not to be so bad after all. Butter is a good example, because butter is relatively low in trans fatty acids. It's much healthier than margarine and other hydrogenated oils that are high in trans fatty acids. So, I think one of the most important things you can do is forget the low-fat concern and focus instead on greatly increasing your intake of healthy fats, oils, and foods that are rich in those oils.
All right, and this brings us to the second point, how to gain weight. Sometimes we have to pay attention to the basics. Weight gain and weight loss is fundamentally a question of mathematics. If calorie intake is lower than calories burned, you should lose weight. If calorie intake is greater than calories burned, well, you should gain weight. If you want to gain weight, you need to eat more or increase the caloric density of what you do eat. The easiest way to increase caloric density is to add fat and oil, as Don just said.
Okay, now, Sam, you're saying that as if it is easy. You have to eat more. Well, I guess for me that probably is easy. But for many people, but for people who have the problem, they can't gain weight or they're losing weight, more importantly, the problem is that eating more isn't easy for them. They're already full. Mm-hmm. The idea of more food might make them queasy. For older people, they may forget to have eaten. They have denture problems, make chewing difficulty. For whatever the reason, eating more may be easier said than done. And that's another reason why avoiding a quote, low-fat mentality is so important. By increasing the fat content, the portion size remains the same, but the calorie content can be significantly increased. And, of course, there are supplements.
And one of the things we have pointed out in the past is that so-called weight loss supplements, we're talking about the protein powder and meal replacement type of products, can be used for weight gain as well. And the difference is merely in how the product is to be used. For weight loss, you use it in place of food or a meal. And in weight gain, you use it in addition to meals.
Okay, now I'm going to stop this discussion for just a moment, guys, because I want to give the phone number, and we'll take a little break, and then we'll come back and finish up our discussion and start taking calls. So I guess the first thing is to give you folks the phone number, and I will find it in a second. It's 1-800-321-0710, okay? 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, weight loss, weight gain, healthy fats, unhealthy fats, whatever, please feel free to give us a call. I'll give the number one more time, 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Ford.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
Are you concerned about cholesterol levels? Jarrow Formulas has a product, Choles Optimizer, designed to help that problem. Choles Optimizer combines clinically tested levels of sesame seed lignans, tocotrienols, and artichoke extract, along with red yeast rice. How does it work? Artichoke extract inhibits the oxidation of LDL cholesterol. And sesame, a lignin from sesame seeds, has been shown to conserve the body's supply of gamma-tocopherol and gamma-tocotrienols, as well as activate fatty acid oxidizing enzymes for improved fat metabolism. Tocotrienols protect cardiovascular function by affecting biosynthesis of cholesterol and reducing oxidation of low-density lipoprotein. Finally, the formula is optimized with a special red yeast rice that is free of the undesirable fermentation byproduct citrullin. So, to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, try Choles Optimizer from Jarrow Formulas. All Jarrow products are available at the Wilner Chemists, discount price, of course.
We have a number of Jarrow products as part of the Wilner Chemist 100-year anniversary celebration that are on sale at one-half price. You can check our website, wilner.com, for the full details.
Now, you don't find many companies that have been around for 100 years, do you? To remain in business for that long must mean they're doing something right. Well, guess what? Wilner Chemist has been doing business in Manhattan since 1911. That means this year will be our 100th anniversary. And what's the reason for our success? Well, all I know is that we try to offer a pleasant shopping experience, a wide variety of nutritional supplements, and professional guidance on how to properly choose and use products that are right for you. And we do all of this while offering some of the best discounts that you can find. To celebrate our 100-year anniversary, we will be giving away prizes, setting up special seminars and health fairs, and in addition to our usual sales, we will have additional special anniversary sale discount deals throughout the year. These anniversary deals will offer products at 50% off or better. Right now, we have a long list of products at from 50 to 75% off. Be sure to check our website at www.wilner.com for both the regular as well as the special anniversary sale discounts. And if there was ever a time to be on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, well, this is it. You'll want to be kept informed on everything we have going on this year. Just add your name and address. It's easy. You can do it on our website. I'll give you the website again, www.wilner2ls.com. Or you can call us by phone at 1-800-633-1106, or you can come to our store.
Now, speaking of coming to the store, we have two stores in Manhattan, and we have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is located at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. In Atlanta, Georgia, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll start taking your calls in just a moment.
Is there something missing from your fish oil? If it's purified, it's probably missing a whole lot. Purified fish oils use chemical processing that can destroy the beneficial compounds, vitamins, and antioxidants your body looks for. Fortunately, there's Homega from New Chapter, a new whole food approach to fish oil. Homega is extra virgin to deliver nature's whole complement of vital omegas, including 3, 5, 6, 7, and 9s, along with natural vitamin D and powerful antioxidants. Homega is 100% sustainably caught wild Alaskan salmon, some of the cleanest and most pure fish stocks in the world. So chemical processing to deliver purity is simply not required. Homega by New Chapter, because the world's best fish oil doesn't come from scientists, it comes from the world's best fish.
Are you tired, feeling the effects of stress, mental burnout, fatigue, poor immune function? If so, you're likely to benefit from adaptogenic herbs. Adaptogenic herbs include Chinese and American ginseng and Eleutherococcus or Siberian ginseng. The Wilner Chemist Liquid Herbal Supplement Ginseng Energy Blend contains all these forms of ginseng, along with licorice, ginkgo biloba, faux tea, ginger, and codenopsis. This blend is designed to enhance emotional, physical, and mental energy. Wilner's Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend comes in a regular tincture and also as an alcohol-free version. These adaptogenic herbs have a long history of enhancing stamina, boosting energy, and helping the body cope with stress. Wilner Chemist's Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend. No caffeine, no sugar.
Come to my...
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. You're listening to the Wilner Window. Sam Forbes is here with me in the studio, as is our medical co-host, Dr. Richard Podell. We're going to finish up our discussion of weight gain, and we invite you to call in with your questions. Let me give you the phone number again, 1-800-321-0710. That works from all over the country, Atlanta, the Northeast, or whatever, unless the phone lines have melted someplace. Okay, anyway, we were talking about ways of increasing your the caloric density of your foods as a way of gaining weight. Then we started talking about the use of supplements. Sam pointed out that you can use the same types of protein powder or meal replacement powders that are advertised for weight loss as weight gain products as well. The only difference being how you use them, meaning if you want to gain weight with these products, you take the product in addition to your regular meals, or if you load it up with enough calories, it can be a replacement for what otherwise would be a low-calorie meal. In doing so, you know, the good news is you do whatever is necessary to make it taste good, to make it appetizing, okay? With the weight loss powders or weight gain powders, if you want to call them that, you can put a few scoops of the protein powder into a blender and add some fruit. You can add some honey. You can add oils, as we've been saying, flaxseed oil, sunflower oil, safflower oil. I don't know about olive oil, but that's up to you. You can add a scoop of ice cream, a nice high-fat ice cream, perhaps. It may not be as healthy in oil as some of the other ones, but you know, it depends how important it is to gain the weight. Whatever it takes to make it taste great, turn it into a healthier, higher caloric breakfast, for example, or a between meal treat, or an evening snack.
And you know, it's amazing how much better food tastes when you do add oils and fats. We just would recommend that you use healthy fats. You can cook with extra virgin olive oil. It's good for you. And for non-heated types of applications, you would use the unsaturated oils like sunflower oil.
Now, Sam said, you know, non-heated, because when you take an unsaturated oil like sunflower, safflower, and so forth, and you heat it, they're more prone to be oxidized and can turn from a healthy oil to an unhealthy oil.
And people are also using coconut oils, Don, which is a saturated fat, but that has, I don't think it oxidizes at all.
Yeah, coconut oil and what, palm oil?
Peanut oil, I believe, doesn't burn as well. These types of oils
now,
might be.
Yeah, coconut and palm, these are oils that, you know, some years ago, and I kind of hinted at this earlier in our discussion, these are some oils that years ago we used to categorize as being unhealthy. Now, you know, we've changed our minds. They contain, what, medium-chain triglycerides, Sam?
Right.
You know, so even those oils.
Right. And they don't oxidize when you cook with them.
Yeah. Well, you know, nothing beats, in my opinion, good old olive oil, extra virgin olive oil. I mean, and there's a lot of, you know, what's also nice about the olive oil is there's a lot of research showing that oils like olive oil, monounsaturated oils, are therapeutically healthy for you. They improve your cholesterol levels, a lot of good things. I found, as a matter of fact, I was very happy last week. I went to the grocery store. I had discovered a product down in North Carolina from Land O'Lakes. It was a blend of butter and olive oil, you know, in a tub, just like regular, as a substitute for butter. And I started using it down there. And you know, look, let's be honest, it doesn't taste, you know, quite as good as a pure sweet dairy butter taste, but it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad at all. And yet I had never seen it up here in New York. Now I see it's in the grocery stores here in Manhattan, and I picked up one, and you know, here's a great idea. Okay, it's a bit of a compromise, but instead of eating straight butter, you're eating a blend of butter with olive oil, and it works. It works just like butter. So you can do these things if you make a little bit of an effort. The oils are good for you. They're essential to your good health, whether we're talking about fish oil, flaxseed oil, monounsaturated oils like olive oil, polyunsaturated oils like sunflower and safflower, not heated, as we said. You need them.
I'm still here, right? And even for those of you who are more concerned with losing weight rather than gaining weight, the same applies to you as well. Just as research has now shown that the use of artificial sweeteners results in weight gain rather than weight loss, and that is a scary thing, over-avoidance of fats and oils in your diet can actually help prevent weight loss. You know, if you take a fat or an oil, particularly a healthy fat or an oil, it fills you up. You feel full, you eat less.
Okay. All right. We will continue that discussion and get to the phones in just a moment. But right now, it's time for a short break.
When you think of supplements that support joint health, what comes to mind? Glucosamine, chondroitin, and MSM. Those three nutrients are known to support the synthesis and repair of joint tissue, reducing inflammation and pain, and stimulating healing. Doctor's Best offers all three of these nutrients in one convenient capsule, and it's now on sale in the 240 size at one-half price. Other products from Doctor's Best, also on sale at one-half price, are hyaluronic acid with chondroitin, high-absorption CoQ10 100 mg, natokinase, red yeast rice, and strontium bone maker. For more information on these Doctor's Best one-half price specials, check our current sale flyer online at www.wilner.com or call Wilner Chemists at 1-800-633-1106.
Dr. Hoffman's on top of the latest medical news, weeknights at midnight on News Talk Radio 710, WOR, WOR.
While there is no way to completely prevent stress, there are things we can do to better prepare our bodies for it. There's relaxation, exercise, a healthy diet, techniques that offer some support for the occasional stress of everyday living. But now we can do even more. Stress Shield, a new stress support product from Country Life Vitamins. It contains a natural ingredient called Sensoril, as well as other key ingredients, including vitamin B5, which work together to bolster and balance the body's ability to deal with stress. Sensoril is a special type of ashwagandha extract, the well-known adaptogenic herb. Sensoril is clinically shown to help with fatigue, stress, and tension, and to promote emotional well-being. Give your body the support it needs, especially during these stressful times, with Stress Shield from Country Life. Available at the Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. Stress Shield from Country Life Vitamins.
Okay, now for a quick check on the traffic.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. We start with a problem on the FDR Drive, and this report is brought to you by Connecticut Tourism. Southbound on the FDR Drive just before 72nd Street, an accident has the left and right lanes blocked. Eastbound on the LIE at Francis Lewis Boulevard, an accident there blocks the left lane. At the inbound George Washington Bridge on the lower level, an accident has been cleared, but the damage done. 20 minutes now the delay from 8095, 10 to 15 minutes from other approaches. Very heavy across the span. The outbound Holland Tunnel, that's now stretching back a half hour. Inbound 15 minutes from the turnpike, okay, from 1 and 9. No problems either way going through the Holland Tunnel. Route 7 in Jersey City, both ways at the Whitpen Drawbridge. That is closed and detoured until tomorrow morning at 5:30 a.m. A whole other world of fun is closer than you think in Connecticut. Find more than 180 cool family getaways at ctvisit.com. Log on to ctvisit.com and click away. I'm Ed Collegia, News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
There is a long history of using glandular supplements for therapeutic and healing purposes. Pancreas, adrenal, liver, thymus, and many others. Who do you turn to for quality, pure glandular supplements you can trust? Allergy Research Group. The full line of glandulars from Allergy Research Group is trusted by consumers and health professionals alike. Developed by Dr. Stephen Levine in collaboration with medical experts such as Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, the Allergy Research Group line of glandular supplements is trusted by experts throughout the world. Wilner Chemist carries the full line of Allergy Research Group glandulars, and they're all currently on sale only at Wilner's at 25% off list price. If Dr. Gonzalez trusts Allergy Research Group glandular supplements, so can you. See the ad on page 59 of the current Wilner Chemist sale flyer, now online at wilner.com if you did not receive the print copy. Allergy Research Group, glandulars you can trust. This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. You're listening to The Wilner Window. Sam Forbes is here with me. Sam is a nutritionist and is the manager of our downtown store. And Dr. Richard Podell, our medical co-host, is also with us today. And we're going to get to the phones as soon as I finish my last little comment on the fat and weight gain question. I just wanted to point out one more thing about fats. You know, most of you listening remember our good friend Dr. Atkins, and you know about the Atkins diet. You know, I find it interesting still, after all these years, you know how hard conventional medicine has, or the conventional, the establishment has been trying to discredit the Atkins diet concept all these years. They've tried to find evidence that this high protein, high fat diet is bad for you. They can't. It turns out that all of the things that they predicted, the bad things that would happen if you ate too much fat, too much protein, it doesn't seem to be the case. So that's my latest comment. Now, do you guys have any additional thoughts on this question of the importance of fats, avoiding low fat, and gaining weight before we get to the phones?
Yeah, just briefly. Teenagers in particular will often become vegetarian on ethical grounds, but they become pasta vegetarians, some of them. And what they do is they cut out fats, but they eat basically a lot of refined carbohydrate. That's not a healthy diet. So you have to have your essential fatty acids, which include fish oil, include olive oil. And otherwise, those are the kinds of fats the body needs. The body doesn't really need the saturated fats that you're going to find in cakes and cookies.
And find healthy protein choices, too, as well.
Yes.
Okay. Well, again, very good point. I forgot about some of the other situations that can lead people to inadvertently reduce their fat intake. You know, essential fatty acids. You guys have heard the term essential fatty acids. Just like vitamins, folks, certain fatty acids are required by your body in certain amounts to maintain your health. And I think in the mistaken idea that fats are bad and that fats make you fat, people are just jumping on this low fat idea to the detriment of their health. So don't make the mistake of thinking that low fat is automatically a good thing. All right, avoid the bad fats, but get plenty of the good fats. You know, we usually talk about the therapeutic benefits of the good fats, and there is so many. That's, you know, when we talk about the fish oils, the omega 3 oils, and the GLA type oils, we usually talk about it for therapeutic purposes, but they're also essential for proper functioning of your body. If you remember, last week, 2 weeks ago, we were once, I think when we had Carl Germano on, we've talked about it when we had Dr. Paris Kidd on, when we're talking about the phospholipids and the cell membrane and the lipid-like high fat content of the cell membrane, the importance of maintaining the integrity of the cell membrane. All of these things are related to essential fatty acid content. Okay? All right. That's enough for us to say about this. We invite you folks to call in with your questions and comments. 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. With that, let's get to the phones, and let's start off talking to Ronald from Brooklyn. Welcome to the World in the Window, Ronald. How can we help you?
Hi, good afternoon. One of my colleagues has been told to use modified citrus pectin, and I'm concerned about the word modified, because as far as I know, that's a catchphrase for genetically engineered. Am I correct?
No.
No.
I'll add that. No.
Next question. No. Okay. No. Let's not jump at every little shadow. Modified means modified. In this particular case, they take a natural product, the fiber, basically, from pectin, and if I recall correctly, they just hydrolyze it a little bit or to break it down to so where the polysaccharide chains aren't quite as long or something like that. It's just a slightly modified version of natural citrus pectin.
Which is a fiber, I guess.
Yeah.
Right.
I was looking up... Now, usually people utilize that particular form of pectin because of its involvement in fighting various types of cancers. There's enough research showing that this agent, modified citrus pectin, can be helpful in treating certain cancers that you really can't turn your back on it. I'm not saying it's been proven 100%, but it's worth taking a look at. Let's see, do we have time. I'll read one paragraph here from the Natural Standard a database on integrative medicine. Okay, I'm just going to read this for you real quickly. MCP, which is their abbreviation for modified citrus pectin, is thought to be anti-carcinogenic and anti-metastatic in certain types of cancers, including melanomas, prostate, and breast cancers. According to the theory, the current theory, the short polysaccharide units of modified citrus pectin that allows it to tightly bind to galactose-binding lectins or galactins, which are on the surface of cancer cells. Once they bind these galactins, the cells are less able to aggregate with other cancer cells or adhere to healthy cells, mm-hmm. thereby halting metastasis. The unattached cancer cells are then thought to circulate in the bloodstream until they die or are removed by our immune systems. Some experts also believe that modified citrus pectin strengthens the ability of T cells to find and kill cancer cells, although this has not been proven in humans. Although animal studies have shown that MCP does inhibit metastasis of some cancers, MCP is not believed to eliminate established tumors. Because of the preliminary nature of the current research, MCP is still considered an experimental therapy for cancer and should be used as an adjunct to standard cancer therapies under medical supervision. And there's more. So basically, I think what we're saying to you, Ronald, is that... if somebody might benefit from this particular product, the last thing you want to do is to worry about what the modified means.
Okay, thank you very much. It was a thorough answer.
Great. Okay. I hope that we were of some help, Ronald, and thank you for the call. By the way, Sam, I know that Allergy Research Group has a modified citrus pectin in their line. Do you know, do we have other companies that also?
Yeah, I think Source Naturals. I could be wrong, but I think Source Naturals has it as well.
Okay.
But Allergy Research is the first company that comes to mind also.
Okay, good. And, of course, I mean, it can be used, you know, as a fiber supplement. It can be used for, you know, bowel-related problems and so forth. But I think it's, you know, the reason that most people turn to MCP is the cancer connection. Okay, so that takes care of that call. Let's see. Before we go to the next phone call, why don't we get the commercial break out of the way so we don't have to interrupt somebody, huh? What do you say, guys?
Alrighty.
Yay? Okay. Thumbs are up all the way around the table. I'll give you the number one more time, 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, fats, weight gain, whatever, feel free to give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podesta.
Vail.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
The brain, like the rest of the body, requires nutrients to operate at the highest capacity. The act of replenishing the brain's naturally depleted nutrients may aid in the maintenance of healthy brain and cognitive function. Bluebonnet's new product, Power Thought Caplets, provides a powerful synergistic blend of highly advanced cognitive-enhancing nutrients that include phosphatidylcholine, phosphatidylserine, L-glutamine, L-tyrosine, taurine, pyroglutamic acid, DMAE, and ginkgo biloba extract. Power Thought Caplets from Bluebonnet, a nutrient blend designed to enhance and optimize brain function. Here's Food for Thought, the supplement for enhanced mental function, Power Thought from Bluebonnet. For best results, take with Bluebonnet's EPAX Omega-3 Brain Formula Soft Gels, high-potency EPA and DHA from Peruvian deep-sea cold water fish. All Bluebonnet products available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
Solgar is a name long associated with quality nutritional supplements. In conjunction with Wilner's 100-year anniversary celebration, we are offering some great discounts on Solgar line. First, selected Solgar supplements including the popular Way to Go protein powder, Solgar's multivitamin products, amino acids, and men's health supplements are all on sale at 33% off. Way to Go high-quality protein that tastes great. And as we mentioned earlier, we still have four Solgar's Q10 supplements at an unbelievable 75% off list price. Really, the 100 milligram, 120 milligram, 200 milligram, and 400 milligram duo packs. This means you get two bottles for the price of one, and they're on sale at 50% off. That's the equivalent of 75% off on these four CoQ10 items. What a deal. Solgar quality at great discount prices from Wilner Chemist.
We might not like to admit it, but when it comes to weight loss, calories do count. Eliminating sugar and other calorie-rich sweeteners is an obvious way to cut back, but so-called artificial sweeteners have obvious drawbacks. We've been looking for a natural, good-tasting, non-caloric sweetener for a long time, and it's finally here, stevia. Derived from the leaves of a natural plant from South America, this low-calorie sugar substitute has become extremely popular with those on carbohydrate-controlled diets and weight loss programs. Wilner Chemist is now offering a state-of-the-art line of stevia products in liquid dropper bottles, including new flavored versions, vanilla, cinnamon, chocolate, lemon, orange, and peppermint. They taste great. They're gluten-free and organic. One or two drops is all you need. Stevia regular and the new flavored versions now available from Wilner Chemists. Buy one to 2-ounce bottle at our regular discount price and get a second 2-ounce bottle you can pick the flavor at one-half price. What a deal. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professionals. 1-800-633-1106 or www.wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106 or wilner.com.
Outside my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Wilner Window. I'm Don Goldberg. Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell are here with me today, and we're going to take your telephone calls. We have a number of people waiting. Thank you. Let's get to Jackie from Brooklyn. Jackie from Brooklyn. Your last name's not Robinson by any chance, is it?
No, I'm Jackie from good. Berkeley Heights.
Okay. Okay, I got that mixed up. Anyway, welcome to the Wilner Window, and how can we help you today?
Yes, hi, how are you? My question is, I have an elevated blood pressure, the first one, systolic one. And the doctor put me on beta blockers, 2.5 milligrams, but my heart was not beating slow, so he took me off. And now I'm trying to do it naturally. So I bought from you fish peptides. I'm taking magnesium taurate, fish oil, B-right vitamins, and CoQ10, and carnitine, L-carnitine, and I would like to find out what else can I do for the, and how long does this peptide work, because I just start taking it.
Okay. Well, you're doing many of the right things. I'm going to ask Dr. Podell to start off answering your question, because I think there should be some medically related comments to start this off. Dr. Podell.
Well, let's assume that the doctor has looked for what they call secondary causes of hypertension. There are some things that are specifically treated without medicine. For instance, if the blood flow to the kidneys is not doing well, that may be directly intervened on, and it isn't necessarily treated with the medicine. The blood pressure medicines, there are about five or six of them out there. The beta blockers is one. They often do give side effects. There's another group called the ACE inhibitors and ACE receptor blockers. They tend to have less in the way of side effects. Now, let's put aside the medicines, even though no doubt your doctor will come back with more medicines. I think there's at least a dozen different nutrients that are each good for statistically significant but fairly small drops in blood pressure. So, for instance, like maybe 3 or 4 millimeters of mercury for each one. And the ones that you mentioned are all on that list, the coenzyme Q and the fish oil and the magnesium. Potassium is also important. I think you asked the doctor to check your potassium level. If it's on even on the low normal side, we'd want to see it higher. I know, Don, you have there is a product that you carry in the store, which is sort of like an ACE inhibitor.
Pet-tase.
Is it a tuna fish? Tuna muscle?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, that's what I was curious to hear what you thought about this, because, you know, I think it's a peptide. I'm assuming the same peptide can be derived from both milk proteins and the fish proteins. I think they're all related, and yes, they seem to function like ACE inhibitors. Now, you know, my question is, it's the old story. Is a naturally derived drug, how should we look at a nutritional supplement which could be looked at as a naturally derived drug, as opposed to the drug? The same thing can be said for the red yeast rice.
Right.
You know, she's taking, a nutritionist or maybe somebody from our store, even, I don't know, has recommended the peptide. But is it really that different? And by the way, how important is it that when she does go back to her doctor, that she tell him that she's taking something that might have the same action as an ACE inhibitor medication? So I'd be kind of curious to hear what you have.
I think it really all depends on the details, as it were. That is, nobody, as far as I know, has studied the tuna ACE inhibitor versus the commercial ACE inhibitor. They have, for the cholesterol, they've studied statins versus the red yeast rice, and they both seem to work. Milligram for milligram, they seem to be roughly about equal. On the other hand, if you really want to raise the dose and go higher, then you're really stuck with the medicine as opposed to the natural product.
Yeah. Okay. So Jackie, before Sam gives his comments, let me just sort of summarize what we're saying so far. What Dr. Podell is pointing out, rightly so, is that you're already taking a number of nutrients and things that can have an effect on lowering your blood pressure. You're doing the right things, but these things are not. Even with what we said about ACE inhibitors, these things are not like the prescription drugs. They aren't quite as strong, and they work best when you utilize as many of them in combination as possible. They're not going to work overnight, and they also don't take the place of you continuing to have an ongoing dialogue with your physician. You know, high blood pressure is an important problem, and I hope. And I suspect that your physician will be quite happy to have you try to solve this problem by actively pursuing non-drug methods. But you need to work with him on this. Some of the things that you mentioned, or that you may not have mentioned, that you can also think about, and Sam might have already been planning on mentioning these. I'll just throw a few out. Garlic, you know, try to increase the amount of garlic either in your diet or in supplement form. There's herbs like hawthorn. There's arginine, Sam. What else might Jackie want to look at?
Well, the only thing I can think of, because on the top of my list also would be things like hawthorn, magnesium, potassium, garlic. But there is now a number of companies producing blood pressure products that contain grapeseed extract.
Good point.
Right. Grapeseed extract has a number of different properties that are very useful in the body. Perhaps its anti-inflammatory effect and benefit on the circulatory system is what may be beneficial for people who have high blood pressure. So you can also include grapeseed extract as a way of controlling blood pressure. I don't know if I did actually hear you say you're taking magnesium. Did you say you're taking magnesium?
Well, I think she's I was going to comment on that. I think she said she's taking magnesium taurate.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
The only thing I was going to caution, if she needs extra magnesium, to caution, you know, every now and then people make a mistake with a product like magnesium taurate in the sense that they don't realize how much actual magnesium they're getting in the magnesium taurate. Magnesium is important and taurine is important, and taking magnesium taurate for cardiovascular-related problems is good, but you're not getting a lot of magnesium there, so you may need some extra magnesium. I'm sorry, Sam, could you
with your comment? Yeah, I think you're right. I think you probably have to take two or three, maybe up to four daily. But, Jackie, here is a question. Are you overweight?
Well, I'm 5'7", and I weigh 180, and I'm exercising every day. After I come from a walk, for an hour walk, my blood pressure is normal. It's like 119 over 71.
I would also include, you know, a weight loss target.
Yeah, one of the nice things is you don't really have to lose a huge amount of weight to have a drop in blood pressure.
But it will.
So if you lost 10 or 15 pounds, that would probably have a significant effect, even though ideally you might want to be losing 30 pounds.
So, I mean, you may also want to include some kind of a sound weight loss program. You may find that your blood pressure will go down. The other thing. Also, there's another class of drugs that some people get great benefit, the diuretics. I mean,
This used to be what everybody used 30 years ago.
It's old-fashioned,
water
but you
pills,
know
but yeah,
for
they certainly
people,
work.
They work.
You have to watch the potassium because they make you lose potassium. But yeah, diuretics are very good, and other than the urination issue, not much in the way of side effects.
And the second thing that I want to, you know, just that I want to make sure that you're aware of is, do you have any lipid issues like triglycerides or?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay, good. All right, so just I would say try to also go on a weight loss program and perhaps include some of the things you recommended.
All right. Okay, thank you very much. What diuretic? Do you have any diuretic naturally or have to take pills?
Well, B6 is diuretic. Certain herbs, there are diuretic formulas available. Country Life has something called water factors. But almost every manufacturer has a decent diuretic formula, so you could try that. And you did ask how long will take for the fish peptide to take. I guess, Don, I mean, I don't think it's immediate, but it does work.
It's probably, I would give it at least 3 or 4 weeks as a trial.
It's not overnight. You got to give it a chance. Do one or two bottles, okay?
And I have to take it 3 times a day with food.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Okay, Jackie, thank you for that call. Let's see. We don't have too much time left before the break, but I guess we can get started with the next caller. Let's go to Dorothy from Ramsey, New Jersey. Welcome to the World in the Window, Dorothy. How can we help you?
Thank you. I have a question about building up muscle. As you get older, you tend to lose muscle. I know protein and exercise help. Is there anything that you could take, supplement?
Well,
to help build yourself up.
Well, okay, you're correct. It is a natural function of getting older that you will lose muscle. It becomes harder and harder to avoid that from happening. I'll tell you what.
I have recommendations, so perhaps in the next hour.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. If you can hold on, Dorothy, we're going to get back to you in a few minutes, and we'll answer the question then, okay? All right, but first, we're going to have to take a brief pause for a brief message.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, 1-800-633-1106.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell and Sam Forbes. We are known as the Wilner Chemists, nutritional supplement professionals. We'll get back to Dorothy's question when we come back from the break. I want to remind you that during the Wilner Chemists 100-year anniversary celebration, we have special sales with discounts of 50% or more in addition to our regular seasonal sales. Check our website, wilner.com, for the details. Enter your name for the free prize drawings as well. This is a two-hour show. Please stay tuned for the second hour. We'll be back right after the news.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.